Stay tuned. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio takes you on a journey with John Adams and Richard Strauss, as seen from outer space. I'm Jim Cunningham. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Giancarlo Guerrero gave the world premiere of a film which accompanied the music you're about to hear. It's called Earth, an HD Odyssey. The movie is a high-definition compilation of NASA footage featuring erupting volcanoes, tropical islands, and majestic glaciers, among other things. Radio is a challenge for the visual images, but the music speaks for itself. We'll have Richard Strauss' Also Sprach Zarathustra and John Adams' Short Ride in a Fast Machine. The Adams was commissioned for the opening of the Great Woods Festival in Mansfield, Massachusetts. It was played at the event by the Pittsburgh Symphony, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas on June 13, 1986. This performance took place almost 30 years to the day of the premiere. John Adams described his inspiration for the title, saying, "You know how it is when someone asks you to ride in a terrific sports car, and then you wish you hadn't? It is, in any event, a wonderful opening for a new American outdoor festival." Giancarlo Guerrero goes for the gusto, working with the Pittsburgh Symphony, the orchestra that played John Adams' music first.
John Adams, I think, has one of the few accolades that you can say of a living composer, that he's been able to enjoy fame during his lifetime. Not many composers, not many artists are able to do that, so it must be very rewarding for him to see his music performed so often. And Short Ride, of course, it's one of the most performed. It's a perfect concert opener. I do have to say that because of its difficulty, it's not available to just every ensemble. So to be doing it with an orchestra of the caliber of the Pittsburgh Symphony is just an absolute thrill. And being on the podium for such a wild ride is literally being on the best seat in the house.
Here's Giancarlo Guerrero with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra to perform John Adams' Short Ride in a Fast Machine.
Thank you.
Carlo Guerrero conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra in John Adams' Short Ride in a Fast Machine. The Short Ride was followed immediately by Richard Strauss' tone poem, Also sprach Zarathustra. German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche was an inspiration for Richard Strauss in writing the music you're about to hear, and it inspired Stanley Kubrick, who used it at the beginning of his movie 2001, A Space Odyssey.
This is music that is so close to pop culture nowadays, and most people will not even realize that this came from the late part of the 19th century. But the imagery, I think, thanks to Stanley Kubrick and his wonderful imagination and his love of classical music. I mean, he used Bartok in The Shining. He used Ligeti. So he knew classical music quite well and understood how this could add to the drama. But nobody would have ever imagined that wonderful fanfare being used for the sunrise in that wonderful movie, which I think is, you know, not only a part of pop culture, but has kind of a cult following itself. So I think a lot of the audiences that come in are going to be quite pleasantly surprised to hear something that they recognize. But then again, the piece goes on for another 30 minutes, which is absolutely remarkable. And in the hands of a wonderful orchestrator like Strauss, it's just a wonderful showcase of orchestral virtuosity.
Amazing stuff for the strings, everybody. And
everybody gets a runaround. I mean, the concertmaster, the solo cello, the solo viola. I mean, even he divided the strings and specifically told which stands of each section should play which parts. So it's a whole divided ensemble of individual people just playing not only as a whole, but also playing individual solo sections. And as I said, just showcasing their individual virtuosity.
The music director of the Nashville Symphony Orchestra, Costa Rican-born Giancarlo Guerrero, conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony in his Heinz Hall debut in Richard Strauss' Also sprach Zarathustra.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, played music by Richard Strauss. Also sprach Zarathustra, with conductor Giancarlo Guerrero making his Heinz Hall debut. Richard Strauss conducted the first performance of Also sprach Zarathustra on November 27, 1896 in Frankfurt, Germany. The music accompanied a film, The Earth, an HD Odyssey. Giancarlo Guerrero gave the premiere of an HD Odyssey with music by John Adams and Richard Strauss accompanying the film.
So the way that it starts with the Adams, with the very appropriately titled Short Ride in the Fast Machine, you have images of the space shuttle taking off very, very quickly, and it's very exciting. It gets your heart going. And then immediately after that, it goes right into Also sprach Zarathustra with its very famous opening, of course. And then from then on, it becomes images from space looking into Earth. So satellite images, all HD, and it is really captivating because it shows you the true beauty of our planet. And for me, as I said, I get the goosebumps looking up and seeing this wonderful imagery with this wonderful music. Strauss, I know, would have been very proud to have his music used for this purpose.
This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Earth Odyssey has a few more stops: England, France, and Los Angeles, California. Sometimes our beautiful Earth, with its green fields, blue sky, and puffy white clouds, can seem a dark and troubled world. When Jiří Bělohlávek, music director of the Czech Philharmonic, made his debut at Heinz Hall as a guest conductor with his Mavlost program in November 2015, his visit coincided with terrorist attacks in Paris. The Pittsburgh Symphony added Ravel's Pavane to the program.
Thank you.
Maurice Ravel's Pavane, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra with Jiří Bělohlávek conducting. Jiří Bělohlávek, music director of the Czech Philharmonic, was the guest conductor for Smetana's Má vlast complete in November of 2015. The Ravel Pavane was added in memory of the victims of the attacks in Paris, which occurred that weekend of the concert. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio and an Earth Odyssey. I'm Jim Cunningham. Gerald Finzi was born in London at the turn of the 20th century. He was the son of a ship broker. Very early in his life, he experienced a series of tragic and traumatic events. At age 8, he lost his father. All three of Finzi's brothers also died shortly thereafter, one to suicide, the second to pneumonia, and the third killed in action. Finzi's sister was his only surviving sibling to survive beyond the First World War. No doubt the events of his life led to his pacifist nature. He was an introvert, and you can hear it in his music. It was in London in 1925 that Finzi wrote his romance, Opus 11, for strings. The music was unpublished until 1951, when it finally received its premiere performance by the Reading String Players, conducted by John Russell, to whom the piece was dedicated. His romance in E-flat appeared for the first and only time on a Pittsburgh Symphony concert at Carnegie Mellon University in a Music for the Spirit presentation led by resident conductor Fawzi Haymoor. Thank you. The Romance in E-flat, Opus 11 by Gerald Finzi, from a Music for the Spirit concert given at Carnegie Mellon University in the Kresge Theater, conducted by Fauzi Haymore, resident conductor. That performance took place on July 1, 2015. That same summer, the Pittsburgh Symphony put double bass Jeff Grubbs in the spotlight for a program called A Pittsburgh Jazz Celebration. The symphony joined the Manchester Craftsmen's Guild in collaboration with the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust, their Jazz Live International Festival, and WQED to present the Pittsburgh Jazz Celebration at Hines Hall. The concert was hosted by television, film, and Broadway star, actress Gloria Rubin. Ramsey Lewis, Kurt Elling, Roger Humphreys, Dwayne Dolphin, Jay Ashby, Sean Jones, and David Budway were all on the stage. Rochester Philharmonic Pops conductor Jeff Tysick conducted newly arranged pieces specifically for the NEA jazz master Ramsey Lewis and Grammy Award-winning vocalist Kurt Elling. Pittsburgh Symphony bass Jeff Grubbs was the featured soloist in bassist Ray Brown's orchestral work, Afterthoughts.
Thank you.
You heard the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Jeff Tyzik. That was music by Ray Brown. His Afterthoughts, played by Pittsburgh Symphony bass Jeff Grubbs. Ray Brown was born on October 13, 1926, in Pittsburgh. He's remembered for his long association with Oscar Peterson and Ella Fitzgerald. He took piano lessons from the age of 8. After noticing how many pianists attended his high school, he thought of taking up the trombone, but he couldn't afford one. With a vacancy in the high school jazz orchestra, he started to play the bass. Ray Brown made two albums with the former Pittsburgh Symphony music director Andre Previn: After Hours, released by Telarc in 1989 with Joe Pass on guitar, and another Telarc release in 1992 with Mundell Lowe. Ray Brown worked with Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Art Tatum, Frank Sinatra, and Tony Bennett. In addition to his orchestral bass work, Jeff Grubbs is an accomplished jazz soloist. In 1986, he won Downbeat Magazine's DB Award for Best Collegiate Bass Soloist. He has performed and toured with Nat Adderley, Kenny Burrell, Joe Lovano, Diane Schur, Dr. Lonnie Smith, and Joe Williams. Marty Ashby, the executive director of the Manchester Craftsmen's Guild, produced the Pittsburgh Jazz Celebration for Heinz Hall. He wrote in an email that Afterthoughts by Ray Brown was commissioned by the New American Orchestra. Bassist Ray Brown played it first there. Marty Ashby writes, "Such a great piece, and Jeff just killed it at the concert." We try to kill it every concert from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. The music lives on. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Jim Cunningham. This Pittsburgh Symphony Radio concert began with Lieutenant Kije by Sergei Prokofiev. We heard Aaron Copland's El Salón Mexico, John Adams' Short Ride in a Fast Machine, and Richard Strauss' Also sprach Zarathustra. Giancarlo Guerrero made his Pittsburgh Symphony debut. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me. You can hear the Pittsburgh Symphony on the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at WQED.org. Listen. You can listen to this program online or with iTunes on your computer or smartphone. The entire season can be found as streaming audio on demand. Write for your free program guide. It includes a photograph of Anna-Sophie Mutter in red with a violin under her chin. Also in the envelope, the Pittsburgh Symphony binoculars. They're free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. Be sure to include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. Brian Savar is the digital production engineer for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. The Heinz Hall recording engineer is Harold F. Chambers III. This program was made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support from the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
PRI, Public Radio International.